Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. Okay, we're experiencing a little sound trouble here, but that's okay because this is still the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have a special guest, but I want to welcome you to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And so before we welcome our guest, we are going to pray, then read a scripture. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start us on our way, Lord. We're asking you, would you continue to give us strength and courage to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask, would something be said or done on this ministry that would help edify and uplift and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And I'm going to read Mark 12 and 31, and it reads, the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. I have read Mark 12 and 31. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And now the moment you've been waiting for, I would like to introduce to you Elder Paulette Harper, who is an author. She's a motivational speaker. She's a workshop presenter. She's an award winner writer. She has her literary virtual book tours, and she has just so much to offer. And I want to make sure that you listen to her ministry and things that she has going on. So,
ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet,
Elder
the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise.
All right,
featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
All right, I'm checking for sound here. Elder Paulette, are you on the line?
I am. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Okay, I'm experiencing some sound issues right now. I've already read a scripture, and I prayed. So, therefore, if we can, let's go to the interview questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for joining me. Okay. My first question is, can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am from the Northern Bay Area in California. I live in a city called Antioch near the San Francisco Bay Area. And I am the youngest of eight. I have two daughters and two granddaughters. As you mentioned earlier in your intro about me, I am an award-winning novelist. I write both Christian fiction, nonfiction, and also children's books. I've been writing since 2007 and wrote my first book in 2008. And from there, just been able to develop my writing skills and whatnot. And I've also, I have an entrepreneur business that I do, which is called right now Literary Virtual Book Tours. And I am one of the greatest things that I really love doing is with my granddaughters is really spoiling them and teaching them, you know, the things of God.
Great. That's good. Okay. Great. Now, can you tell us how you were able to publish several best-selling award-winning novels, and can you tell us a little bit about those novels, or at least one of them?
Sure, sure. My latest book a Christian novella I wrote in 2013, which is called Living Separate Lives. And a couple of my books have been bestsellers, and it's really a matter of really marketing and promoting our books and making our books available to people and really having some sense of or some type of for our books a benefit for the readers to purchase them. And so I've been able to really promote myself and market my book and then really, grow my reader base. And so being a bestseller and on Amazon and then also on Black Christian Network has been a real tremendous blessing for me. And so, like I said, my latest book is called Living Separate Lives. And it was published in 2013, and it's in regards to four friends, one secret, and the weekend that changed their destiny. And I share these four women who were friends in high school, and they come together for a weekend to get reunited again. They had been apart from each other for so long, and this weekend was really a time for them to get reconnected, to rebond with one another, and to develop that, or I should say probably redevelop that sisterhood. But things don't go according to the way that they wanted to go, and so a lot of things happened that weekend that really tested their sisterhood with one another. And so they realized they didn't really know one another like they thought they did. And so these four women, I present these women to readers because they're all different. They're on different walks, different paths, different spiritual walks in life. Economically, they're all different. Everything about them is different. The one thing that really does hold them together is that sisterhood. And so I wanted to write this particular book to really share with women how four women can be, you know, close at one time and how time can just alter their lives. And so coming together was really that weekend that changed things for them. So, and then I just did a children's book called Princess Nevaeh, Lessons on Self-Discovery. And Princess Nevaeh, actually, Nevaeh is the name of my oldest granddaughter. I have two. And I wrote that children's book because she asked me to write a book with her name in it. And so I was more than happy to oblige her. That book just came out a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Great. All right. So great stories. Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit about your right now literary virtual book tours and what you're doing on them and where you're going and all that good stuff?
Okay. Right now, literary virtual book tour is an online book promoting company that I founded several years ago. It is a blog tour. Gives our books the fastest social media coverage in the shortest amount of time. I utilize bloggers and radio shows to help promote and market these authors with these great books. It is probably the most effective and efficient form of online marketing, and it really does ensure that our books are really covered by many different sites. And then also within that time frame, many different bloggers are promoting and helping to promote those readers and sharing their stories to those that come to visit their blogs. So the virtual book tour is done virtually. Everything's done online except, of course, the radio shows, which they are done from the comfort of everyone's home. And so the virtual book tours, the bloggers feature them with an interview, a guest post, excerpts from their book, and this virtual book tour can last anywhere between 2 weeks and 2 months, just depending on how long the author wants to promote their book. But it's really a great way for readers to introduce their book, especially a new author, introduce their books to a new audience. and it's a great way for readers to get to know a new author. And so it's a win-win situation where the author gets to get exposure for her book, and then the readers get to find out what new author has written the book. And so what I try to do is match the author's genre with the bloggers, meaning that if I'm promoting a nonfiction book, I'm not going to go and try to find bloggers who don't read nonfiction. I try to match them because that's how the when you're matching your audience, these are going to be the people that are going to buy your books when you find who your audience is. And so I also do, under the virtual book tours, we do book blasts, we do radio tours. So we've made our business available for authors so that they can get the exposure that they need, and they can introduce their books to readers, and then they can also build their own reader base by doing these virtual book tours. And anyone's interested, they can actually go to my website, which is WNLBookTours.com, and they can see some of the other authors and some of the places that they've gone as far as the being on different bloggers' websites and getting that exposure that they really need.
Oh, wow. Sounds interesting. Okay. And I'm going to check that out as well. All right. What is your organization doing to empower and cultivate women to move forward?
Well, I have organized, it's called My Sister's Keepers, and it's an organization for hosting women's events, including breakfasts, luncheons, and fellowships. And our mission really is to host these events to provide resources to equip women to handle life difficulties while enriching their hearts and also encouraging their souls. We're motivated by a passion to touch the lives of women spiritually, emotionally, physically, and socially. And so how we empower women and how we cultivate women to move forward is we bring them together for a gathering. We minister to them. We share the word of God with them. We fellowship. We break bread with them. We pray with them. We find out what their needs are so that we can meet those needs. Our core values really is about the transforming power of the grace of God to restore our lives, because a lot of the women that come to My Sister's Keepers, a lot of them are broken, and they come because they want to be made whole, they want to be healed, and that's what we do there. It's really to walk in freedom and exercising our faith. We bring the message of hope and healing through the speakers that we bring and also through the music that we provide. We esteem one another. We encourage our sisters in the word through prayer, through the fellowship. And then we honor God in all that we do. And so we make it our goal is to empower women and to cultivate them so that they don't stay stuck, that they are able to allow, look at the pain or look at the transition that they may be in and allow that to really push them and motivate them to fulfill purpose, because God still can, you know, use them. God still can bless them. Their lives are not over. And as long as they are open to God and what he's doing and the way that he wants to do it, these women can be empowered so they can move forward.
Great. Okay. Now, you also said that you was a motivational speaker. And can you tell me some of the themes within your presentations?
Sure. I like to build a lot of my themes on a couple of my nonfiction books. My first book is That Within, This Is Now, This Broken Vessel Restored, and then my second book is called Completely Whole. And so what I've done with those books is I've pulled out different chapters, and one chapter in my first book is entitled Don't Get Bitter, Get Better. And so I really share about the struggle. I share about how bitterness can be a root within us if we don't deal with it, and how we can really allow what has happened to us to really make us better women of God. And so that's one of the things that I present as well. And then also there's a chapter that's called Matters of the Heart, dealing with our heart, dealing with how our heart can trick us, how our heart can fool us. Jeremiah said the heart is deceitful and it's wicked. We don't know how our hearts can trick us. We don't know how our hearts can, you know, really deceive us. And so that particular thing, Matters of the Heart, is this really me, God? And that's really identifying what's in our heart so then we can really deal with it. And then from my book called Completely Whole, basically really with that book, it's really bringing wholeness to the women and trying to find out those areas, those weak links in our lives, in our spiritual walk with God, where we're not completely whole. A lot of times for us, we think we're okay until an event comes, or then the person's name is mentioned, or, you know, something reminds us of the pain, and then we have to really take inventory of our hearts and inventory and find out how come I'm not whole in that area. And so dealing with wholeness and finding out that God wants us whole, spirit, soul, and body, and dealing with the woman holistically, that we're dealing with the whole woman and trying to get her to be whole in every area of her life.
Oh, wow. That is powerful, powerful, powerful. And how long are your presentations?
Well, anywhere between an hour and a half. Some of the workshops that I've done, they've been a couple of hours. It really depends on the audience and the pull from the audience, and then what the needs of the women are there. And, I mean, I've been able to minister, you know, for a couple of hours before sharing my workshop and doing the presentation and then praying for the women. And so I try to just really allow, you know, the Lord to use me to minister to those that come. And so I, of course, don't limit the Holy Spirit, but we do from, you know, anywhere between an hour and a couple of hours, just really trying to convey the message of hope to women and praying that God, you know, is able to really minister to their hearts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, what are some of your long-term and short-term goals as far as your ministry or your books or any other project that you're setting out to do?
Well, personally, a few of my long range goals is to experience financial freedom. I'd like to purchase a home, and then I also like to do some more traveling. And then short range goals, I am actually going to be setting up some more events for the women for My Sister's Keeper. And, of course, I want to write some more novels and then really to help a lot of more authors promote and market their books. And so those are some of the things that I'm looking at short-term goals to be able to really move myself and get myself in more positions so that my long-range goals can be accomplished.
Okay, wow, those are some great goals. Okay. Now, if you had some encouraging words to leave with listeners, what would it be?
I have this motto that is called intentionally living a life on purpose. And once we find what our purpose is in life, we pursue that with passion and we live our best life now. And so my encouraging words would be for listeners to not stay complacent, not stay settled right where they are, because God has more for them. And to really experience living life intentionally, knowing that I'm doing what I do purposefully. I'm doing what I do because this is what God has called me to do, and I pursue that with all zeal and earnestness. I pursue that because that's really what my purpose is. And so we can live our best life now, let things go from the past. We move forward because God has so much more in store for us.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, how can radio stations and others reach out to you as far as workshops or, you know, purchase your books or materials?
As far as my books are on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and they are available in ebook format and paperback. I am on Facebook under Paulette Harper / author. I'm also on Twitter under Paulette Harper. They can go to my ministry website, which is PauletteHarper.com, my business website, WNLBookTours.com. They can also email me at info@PauletteHarper.com. And even on my website, my books are there. Excerpts about my books are there. And if they want to contact me about doing some workshops or even some coaching or anything like that, on my website, there's my media kit is there, and my different topics are listed there, and also excerpts from those particular topics, and they can invite me to come. There's a form on my website that is available for them if they want to seek me out for any of their events.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Elder Paulette, is there anything else you would like to say that has not been mentioned on the ministry?
I just really want to, of course, thank you so much for having me on. It's a tremendous blessing to be able to be on your show to share about, you know, what God's doing in my life. And I just really want to, you know, let people know that definitely all things work together for good. I am where I am only because of the grace of God. I do what I do because of God. And had you known me, you know, 10 years ago and where I am right now, you just shake your head because it's been a fabulous walk that God has me on, a great journey. A lot of trials and testing, but yet God remains faithful. And so I just want to encourage women and your listeners to just really, you know, move forward, press on, and check me out. I encourage them to buy some of my books. As I mentioned, I write Christian fiction, nonfiction, and my latest one is my children's book. So I know that there is probably a book that can really fit right where they are.
Oh, wow. And Elder Paulette Harper, I really appreciate your time. And any time that you would like to come back on the ministry, you're welcome to do so. And I know that God is going to bless your family as well as your gifts. And I ask that everything that you set your mind to do will be achieved in the name of Jesus. So thank you so much for giving me your time tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Elder Paulette Harper, who shared her ministry with us on tonight, and we really appreciate her joining us tonight. I do have a couple of announcements. Please be sure to encourage your family and friends to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Spiritual Guide on the Go is in your local bookstores, if you online, that is. If you Google BarnesandNobles.com or Follett's.com, AmazonUK.com, AmazonUS.com, and many other avenues of book promotions, you will find A Spiritual Guide to Go. Matter of fact, if you Google A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Afrida Love, you will find that many different cities, states, and countries have the book that God has, or the guide that God has given unto me. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, other individuals, if you want to reach out to Afrida Love, please do so at Facebook, ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Continue, excuse me, to pray for 196 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to mark your calendars for October 17th and 18th as Miss Oprah Winfrey will be in Texas. Also, I want to make sure that you are praying one for another. We're praying for those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals. We're praying for our youth. We're praying for America. We're praying for our churches, our pastors, our leaders. We're praying for everybody. I want to share this with you. On yesterday, I asked that you pray in your secret closet, so you will pray with your family or independently, but I ask that you pray. And I want you to really emphasize praying for our youth. It is our duty. It is our job. That charity starts at home. That training starts at home. It is our duty and job to take responsibility for each child we have in our household, whether it's our biological child, our adopted child, or someone else's child that someone has placed. It's very important that we do that because God is going to hold us accountable. I don't want to go into details, but the Lord revealed something on today, and the Lord basically said we are accountable at home for not only our actions, but for our offspring's actions, or those little ones, wherever we go, who look up to us, we are accountable. And we do not want to anger the Lord. We do not want to be like the Israelites, and we do not want the Lord's anger to encompass us for neglecting to teach our children at home. Because when they go out, you never know who they're going to encounter. You never know who the Lord will send. You never know who they will interact with. We want to make sure that we are teaching them how to be respectful. We're teaching them how to be respectful and to do what they're told to do. We want to make sure of that. It's very important. I can't stress it enough how important it is for us as adults to be role models. I can't stress it enough that is how important it is for us to remain in character. I can't stress it enough how we do not want the Lord to treat us like the Israelites. And if you read in the Bible with the Israelites and how God just came through and did some things, and we don't want the wrath of God. We want to make sure that all of the adults and all of the children, we want to make sure that we live out our lifespan. We want to make sure that we're not cut short. We want to make sure that we cover adults in prayer. We cover youth in prayer. We want to make sure that we cover all bases, because this is a serious thing. Once God makes us aware of his expectation, once God says that I expect for you no matter what to remain in character, I expect for you to be a mother and father, I expect for you to be an uncle or a god or guardian, whoever you are, we have to do it. Because the Lord, if we're not paying attention to him now, he will do something to get our attention. And we don't want that. And the Lord gives us warnings, just like with our health, you know. We have warnings that you may need to go to the doctor if you're sneezing as much as I am, you know, or things like that, or if your allergies are beginning to act up, right? Because it's allergy season as well. And so the Lord says there's always warnings. He always sends someone to warn us before he comes and before he fixes the situation. So we want to make sure that it's very important for us to step up, and it's very important for us to take responsibility of our children, because that is an investment. And the Lord loves his children, but he also loves discipline and he loves respect. And even in the Bible, the Lord outlines that, how we're not to provoke children to wrath, but he also outlines how we're supposed to, how children are supposed to be obedient. He's not just talking about little children. He's talking about big children, adults as well. And so it's very important. I can't stress it enough, because there is a such thing as an angry God. There is such thing as God becomes displeased. You know, there is such thing as God is very protective over his anointed people and those individuals who are prophets. Is very important, and you just never know who you're entertaining. You just never know who you're running into. And it's nothing to say to scare people, but God also has wrath. Israelites, and we can ask the Israelites, we can read about the Israelites. But God also has mercy. And so we would rather, trust me, experience the mercy of God. We would rather experience the love of God, which we're going to get anyways, rather than for God to show us tough love because we're being disobedient, we're breaking the peace. And so we need to make sure that when we go out as adults, we stay in character. And at home, we remain in character. And then our offsprings do the same thing. Because I'm telling you, there is a breaking point for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the breaking point is not like people's breaking point where they just go ballistic. God's breaking point is totally different. It's in a calm manner, but he takes the most precious things so that he can get our attention and turn whatever he wants to around. And so it's very important. I cannot stress it enough. I cannot say it enough. It's very important that we take not only the word of God serious, but the warnings that the Lord is giving us. And our lives are not perfect. We're going to mess up, you know. We're going to train at home, and then our offsprings may go off and do something. But God said it's typically it's our responsibility to make sure that we remain in character and that we're training those who are younger than us. Wherever we go, we should be walking images of God, and that's what he's saying. And he's saying we should be training and teaching at home. And it's very important. I can't stress it enough. I'm saying this for a reason. I cannot stress it enough. If the Lord does not get our attention through the word of God, he will begin acting. And his word will not fall on deaf ears. Trust me. It's very important. And it's not to scare anyone, but it's to give the revelation of God. We have to do better. We want to save our youth. We want to save our adults. We want to make sure we're making the right choices when we go out. You know, we want to make sure that we're not filled with strong whatever. We want to make sure we're filled with the Spirit of God. And it's not, being filled with the Spirit of God doesn't mean you go around touching and anointing everybody. It means that you have a sense of who God is, and you try to walk that thing out daily. And we're not perfect because everyone has feelings. We are not perfect. But it is time to seek peace rather than war. It is time to seek obedience rather than disobedience. It is time to train rather than let go free. I remember when the late Dr. Maya Angelou says she always wondered why the caged birds would sing. I know exactly why. Because they knew their boundaries, and they knew that if they would go out and just be out there without any guidance, that they could fall prey to predators. And that's what God is saying. He says we must set boundaries not only for our offsprings or for those who we watch over on a daily basis. He said, but for us as well. That includes strong drink. That includes anything that we do. Eating, you know, we must watch our boundaries. And it's very important, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to get this word out that God is saying to us that we must train. The longevity of life has to do with seeking God's word and being obedient so that we can remain in the will. Because once we get out of the will, we're just like prey. And predators come, and they seek us because we're what? Out of the will of God. And God says no matter what, no matter how the wind blows, stay in character and in the will of God. It's very important that we train or begin training our youth. This world is evil. It may be cute when they're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, however old they are, but it doesn't. It's not cute anymore when they start experiencing and being introduced to what's the real world. Because the real world would not love us or our children like we would or like God does. And so it's very important. That is the hardest lesson that I could probably teach. And that is when God's wrath comes upon the people because we're being hard-headed, because we're breaking the peace, because we're going wayward. That is a hard lesson to teach people. And to reveal the revelation of God of what happens if we do not be more peaceful, if we do not begin training our children, and if we continue to go wayward and forget about the word of God and disrespect God and disrespect his prophets and disrespect his anointed people, disrespect the ministers, disrespect the people of God. I want you, challenge you tonight to read about the Israelites. Read about God's wrath. And we don't want that. And so God's saying it's time for us to fix it. It's time for us to begin to do what's right. Turn this thing around. And I keep saying that, and I'm saying it for a purpose. God says, turn it around. And once we become aware of the revelation of God and what God expects, then we are held accountable to that. God is a God of peace. He's a God of discipline. He's a God of training. He's a God of communication. And God is not going to be in the midst of chaos. And if we continue to fester in chaos, if we continue to have discord, the Lord is going to intervene. And I guarantee you, when he comes, he will remove the most precious thing unto us, unto whomever. It could be individual. He could remove the most precious thing in order to get our attention. And so God wants us to know that he is a forgiving God, that he is a God of love, that he wants to bless many people, that he wants to come into our lives and he wants to turn our lives around. He wants to restore us. He wants to be whomever we need him to be in our lives. He wants us to live a prosperous life. He wants us to be happy. But he also says that our disobedience will be introduced to his wrath in order to turn us around like he had to do Saul. So, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to plead with you today that if there's anything that was done or said that is out of the will of God, and you know individually, you know you, just like I know me, if there's anything that was said or done, something happened with your offsprings at school or at church or wherever, ask God for forgiveness. Because you don't want the sun to go down and God to be angry with us. So you don't want to be angry. Because when God begins to sacrificially show his wrath, which means taking the most precious things that matters most to us, then I guarantee you he will get our attention. I guarantee you. So we want God to be happy, and God is going to be happy. But we have to remember that we belong to God and we're his children. And we have to remember that God has to give us the same type of love that he had to give the Israelites, and that was tough love. And so it's very important, and I continue to say this for a reason, it's very important that we train, we remain in character, and we turn lives around and we save souls. I appreciate God, my family, and friends for listening to the Love Lift Jesus ministry. I appreciate all of the radio stations, all of the talk show hosts, all of the actors, actress, gospel singers, the writers, producers. I just appreciate each and every one of you for reaching out. And once again, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. So I'm looking forward to speaking to some of you again. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow when we're praying again, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, the Afrida Love, signing out for the night.
Oh yeah, you have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry. diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.